Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's time for Early Break with Sip and Jake, brought to you by Gaina Trucking. Live from the Koppel Chevrolet GMC studios in the heart of Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
And Steve Sipple.
Surprisingly good.
This is Early Break with Sip and Jake, sponsored by Gaina Trucking.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Tuesday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Early Break. I said Stipple there for
wow,
a second.
There you
about
go.
That. Steve Sipple.
You are in a big funk.
I'm not in a big funk. Just my golf game.
Yes, you are.
Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, yeah. Early Break.
You're pretty defensive there,
Sam
Jake.
Cook, we had in the first hour. He was great. If you missed any of that, from the former Husker and Ravens punter, 16-year NFL veteran, check it out on the podcast page, theticketfm.com, or anywhere you get podcast from this show. I really enjoy, before we move on, I really enjoy when people don't like the songs, like how they describe their thoughts on it. I had a text from someone on the song of the day, Johnny B by the Hooters, that said that was the first and last time I'll ever hear that song.
Wow. I thought it was excellent.
Yeah, Gus did not. Gus had several supporters in the text line for not liking that song.
Is that right?
But that's why we do it. Some people love it. Some people hate it. I'm just introducing some music to you.
I thought it was tremendous. I thought it was tremendous.
Well, that's your sandwich song today, so.
Yes.
When you make your sandwich?
Yeah.
Do you still do sandwich songs?
Not as much when I'm not. I haven't been working.
You were in a big Marshall Tucker Band sandwich
fix
for a while.
I did. Heard it in a love song.
That was every time that was a song?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, it was Heard It in a Love Song.
It's a great song.
Yeah. Heard It in a Love Song. What else was I? I was playing a lot of Cars for sandwich songs.
That's a good choice, too.
Yeah.
Cars are good.
A lot of Petty.
Playing ABBA?
No. No ABBA.
I thought you were going to play ABBA once.
No. I don't think
what
I ever.
What about Waterloo?
I like Waterloo.
It's a good song.
But it was never a sandwich song. Oh, I was playing a lot of Bob Seger, too. Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band. But a lot of Marshall Tucker. Yeah, I went through like a 7-day stretch of Marshall Tucker.
The same song.
Yeah.
Heard it in a love song. Yeah, well, good for you.
Play that song, Gus. You'll understand why I did
that song back there.
I'm trying to find this thing we're talking about next. Vegas Insider.
Yeah, 464-5685. Call or text as always. So Vegas Insider was going through their odds for the upcoming season ahead, and we've already heard from FanDuel and William Hill Sportsbook about Nebraska's odds. They both have Nebraska at 7.5 wins for the over-under. Well, guess what, Sip? They were joined again by another place in Vegas Insider that is also putting Nebraska's over-under at 7.5 wins. And ESPN's Bill Connolly went through his game-by-game for Nebraska and says 7-5 for Nebraska, where they start off 7-2, lose the final three games to Michigan, Wisconsin, and Iowa. But he has them starting off at 7-2.
Well, if you look at Vegas Insider,
okay,
you'll note that only one team in the first 9 games has a projected win total of over 6.5. That's Oklahoma.
Yes.
So those first 9 games, 7-2 does seem very possible. Okay? I'm just saying, if you just look at Vegas Insider, there's one opponent in Nebraska's first 9 that has a projected win total of 6.5 or higher. That'd be Oklahoma, which I think is a gettable game. Yep, I said it. I think that's a gettable game.
I do too.
Okay. See, it's a – okay, would you please listen to yourself sometimes? And I got to do this too. If we're saying that Oklahoma's a gettable game and Oklahoma's projected to win 9.5. Aren't you essentially saying that Nebraska must be pretty good? Yes, that's what you're saying. So I'm just asking you, and I'm asking myself to listen to myself. You must think they're pretty good because you, boom, said, yeah, I agree. You don't have to think about it. I said it's a gettable game. You said, I agree.
It is gettable, but I...
Well, if Nebraska were a bad team, if you thought Nebraska was a bad team, you wouldn't say that like that.
Well, that's why last year's weird, because they weren't a bad team. They went 3-9, though.
Exactly. Very complicated discussion in some ways.
You have a team that needs to overcome its issues closing out games quickly. And that's not just against Oklahoma. That's Northwestern. That's the first
two. Got to close out.
That's North Dakota. That's Georgia Southern. I mean, those are games that, where are you at?
Does Whipple help that?
I don't know. You'd like to think so?
Does Adrian moving on help that? I love Adrian. You know that.
I don't know.
Who's the biggest Adrian defender in this market?
You.
But when I say that, he wasn't great in the clutch. Now, some of the reason he wasn't great in the clutch is because they saddled him with so much. But now those days are over. And you know who's going to saddle him now, by the way? Kansas State. Talked to one of their writers Friday. Talked to their Rivals.com writer. And you know, I didn't know this. Now I know what you're going to say. You're not surprised because if I walked in here with a horn poking out of my head, you'd say you're not surprised. He's the man.
What'd you expect?
I didn't know it
why
for
should
sure.
I not be surprised about that?
I didn't know
I'm
that
sorry,
for
why
sure.
Why should I right. be surprised? I mean, right. why should I
know,
be surprised?
I know what you mean. Because I didn't know they'd just hand it to him.
Well, I don't know if it's handed to him.
It's handed to him. He's the starter.
It's a four-year
He's
starter.
Throwing the ball well.
Yeah.
He started throwing the ball in last month, throwing it well. Going into camp, he's their guy. He's going to line up. You know what else? This is scary for Nebraska, by the way. Has an offensive line that they like. And Deuce Vaughn.
Yeah, that's why I'm very curious about that situation. He's got things he didn't have at Nebraska. An O-line. And a running back.
But he doesn't have a great core of receivers.
Oh, he can still run the football, though.
Yes, he can. So, yeah, Adrian Martinez will be Kansas State's starting quarterback.
I don't think anybody in this market is surprised to hear that.
Well,
that was
I didn't
the
know
expectation.
It. I didn't know. Well, the one thing I wondered about is if he was going to be able to come off his injury in time. So, he's fine.
Yep.
He's fine. He's throwing.
And Nebraska fans will be tracking Kansas State closely.
They sure will.
Maybe not as
sure
much.
They will.
They might not track it as much if Nebraska comes out hot and has a good season themselves.
Right.
Oh, and Casey Thompson's good. All right. Well, fine. Good for both parties.
It's a subplot.
It is a subplot.
How much of a subplot?
I'd like to say this regarding. Okay, so if going back to the game by game, Bill Connolly. ESPN. So Vegas Insider.
Yeah, go to Connolly. I don't have this on
Vegas
my screen.
Insider has Nebraska at 7.5 wins over under. Bill Connolly, ESPN, the SP Plus guy, has Nebraska at 7-2, entering the final three games and losing to Michigan, Wisconsin, and Iowa. Here's my take. You can write down right now. Take it to the bank. If Nebraska is 7-2 to begin this season, they will beat for sure. One of Iowa or Wisconsin. They will not lose both those games. Take it to the bank. Because you know what? The problem here the last 5 years has been they've entered those games concerned about can we get to a bowl game or do we have a chance to get to a bowl game. Now, they'd be in contention to actually do something. And they'd be in a bowl game.
You only get one of those games at home.
I'm just saying.
You just get Wisconsin. Take it.
If this is... This all hinges on if they start 7-2 or if they're bowl eligible. How about this? If Nebraska is bowl eligible, by the time they play Iowa or Wisconsin, take it to the bank, they will beat one of those teams this year.
I don't know how you can be so definitive.
I'm just saying, take it to the bank.
I'm just asking.
How about that for me being positive?
You are being positive, but it seems misguided. There's so much you don't know about the team. You don't know about Iowa and Wisconsin.
I've seen Iowa games the last few years where Nebraska has missed bowl games, didn't know how to win or close games, where Nebraska probably should have won a couple of those. the Cam Taylor Britt muffed punt at Iowa, last 2 years ago, last season, finding a way to lose while you're winning the whole game, having a punt blocked for a touchdown, effectively ending the entire thing. You found a way to lose that game. You were winning. You were looking good. Like they've had a chance to have Iowa's number and just given it away. If they have won six games by the time they play, I'm telling you, they will beat one of those teams, if not both.
Do I need to remind you what Wisconsin's running back did against Nebraska last year?
Well, if Nebraska has won six games by the time they play and they believe that they know the postseason's in play, they still probably have aspirations of winning the West.
And Nebraska has fortified up front. It has. There's no doubt about it. They've gone into the portal and fortified their defensive line to a point where you actually feel pretty good. Can I say that? With the additions of O'Shawn Mathis, Devin Drew, and Stephon Wynn, add to that, which we never talk about. We don't talk about Nash Hutmacher enough. You know, can he get 10 snaps, 15 snaps a game, 20 snaps a game? Colton Feast is a critical player in that conversation with Ty Robinson. They might
support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5HETIDE.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5HETIDE.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Have enough. If Mosai Newsom, if a guy like Mosai Newsom rises up, there might be enough there against the run now. Remember what remember that spiel I went on a couple weeks ago where I kind of like the pass rush now. I like the dogs they got. When you add O'Shawn Mathis to Caleb Tanner and Garrett Nelson, I kind of like those dogs as pass rushers. But I wondered about the run stopping part. Now, okay, you have fortified it, and Garrett Nelson's part of that conversation. I'm a huge Caleb Tanner fan. I just love him. I love him as a player. He's undersized. But now, you don't need to play him down, and you don't need him necessarily to be a run stopper. God, I just love the way he plays.
I'm shocked that that sentence came out of your mouth right there.
What?
Because how many times do you harp on players being undersized?
I know.
Especially receivers. I mean, I know this is different. We're talking about a rusher here.
I just like Tanner's motor. I just love his motor.
Because you have been the biggest harper on the size of receivers at Nebraska.
I know.
Or players in general.
Okay, now think of something else about
this. I'm shocked that you said that.
I get it. Think about something else when you look at these Vegas insider projections. What you see is that the West is wide open. You see Wisconsin projected at 8.5.
Okay.
Not 9.5. 8.5. Big difference. You see Iowa at 7.5, right along with Nebraska. Purdue, for some reason, wasn't projected. Minnesota, 6.5.
Why is that projected?
I don't know. Purdue wasn't projected for some reason.
Check it.
If you go by Vegas Insider, you come away with the notion that the West is wide open, if you didn't already know it.
Yeah, I don't see Purdue.
Purdue's not projected. Minnesota's projected at 6.5 wins by Vegas Insider. Iowa 7.5, Nebraska 7.5, Wisconsin 8.5. It's wide open.
Other teams in the big in the West, Northwestern 4.5,
okay.
Illinois 4.5.
No Purdue.
And then we, for some reason, Purdue's
yeah,
not.
I don't know
where Purdue's at. They're not on here though. I can confirm, not on.
I don't know why.
Yeah, but that's why I'm saying. I know it's risky to say that, but if Nebraska's bowl eligible going into one of those games, or both those games, they're going to end one of those losing streaks. I'll guarantee it. You heard it here first. 7:25. That's if.
Okay,
that's only if they're bowl eligible at that point.
If they do, if they're bowl eligible at that point and then beat one of those teams, Frosty will be back.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yep. What could happen? What could happen?
Is my take ridiculous, Theodore, or not?
I think it's
my guarantee.
I only say it's misguided because I don't think you know a lot about Iowa or a lot about Wisconsin, and we don't know a lot about Nebraska.
I know a lot about Iowa.
we just don't know a lot.
That's
Jake.
True.
There's just a lot we don't know.
That's what I'm saying. That's the if. I don't know a lot about Nebraska, but that's why if they are bowl eligible, that's why I feel like they're going to end the streak.
I mean,
we know Iowa. We know Iowa. What don't we know about Iowa?
We know a lot about them. I know a lot about Wisconsin.
Yeah. Iowa's the same every year. They just beat you. They know how to beat you.
I mean, what we know is they lost their three interior offensive linemen. That center, whom you can name. What's his name? Tyler Linderbaum.
Yeah.
He was a draftee, drafted fairly high, right, first center off the board. They lost their two guards around him, okay? They lost Tyler Goodson. Mm-hmm. They have to replace some pretty good receivers. On defense, I can't remember exactly what they got. Wisconsin lost a ton on defense. They have Graham Mertz back, Braylon Allen, receivers good. They lost Jake Ferguson at tight end. Big loss. You're right. We know. I mean, I don't want to act like we don't know anything.
Know.
And Nebraska's an interesting team because we know a lot about them because we fixate on them 365 days a year. We know a lot about Nebraska, but there's a lot we don't know how it's going to come together, right? How's it all going to come together on offense? God dang, though. I feel good. I feel good about – you know what I feel good about? Eric Chenander. I feel good about Chins because I know Chins, his defense has gotten incrementally better. There hasn't been a – why are you laughing at me?
Well, the text line is – They know you say Graham wrong, and they always laugh about it.
Listen.
Graham.
Listen, Chenander's defense has gotten incrementally better. It hasn't made a big jump. What if it makes a big jump? With the injection of O'Shawn Mathis, Devin Drew, Stephon Wynn, added to the players they have.
I need to read a text regarding that.
Tommy Hill at corner, Deshaun Singleton.
Okay.
Maybe Kane Williams.
Wet blanket.
Okay, wet. Yes.
We need a wet blanket.
Yeah,
this.
We do.
This is too optimistic.
It's getting out of control.
The Kool-Aid is sugary. Here comes a big old dose of water to the Kool-Aid. Okay. Yeah. Wet blanket says this at 464-5685. Sip just named a guy that has played 10 snaps per game at Nebraska. Hot mocker.
Nash.
A guy who played in 7 games at Alabama. Mm-hmm. Stephon Wynn.
He played more than that. He played more 7 games in 2021.
That's what I think what he means.
Okay, 7 games in 2021.
Ty Robinson and 2 other guys who have not played any meaningful college snaps. This sounds a little like last year's downhill running game.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, some of that's just the nature of college football now, right? I mean, it's not 1999 anymore. You're not throwing guys out there that you've been getting ready since they were freshmen. Kids are moving.
Also, again, I'll address this. Sip does not know how to say Graham. It's just texters accept it. It's gray. This show is Graham Mertz.
What do you want me to say?
Just keep it Graham. Your brain does not work properly to see Graham as
Graham.
Graham. It's Graham. I just want you to talk to him in a post game press conference. Like you speak about him normally, just say, hey, Graham.
Put it that way, it sounds ridiculous.
Hey, Graham, what happened on the interception in the third quarter?
What would Jeff Patricus say of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel?
What would you say? Graham. Well, Graham. Sorry. Hey, Graham.
All right, stop.
Just putting it out there.
I apologize a little bit for saying that you lack knowledge on Iowa, Wisconsin. You know some.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah. But, and you know what? We do. When I say that, it's just because I don't know exactly what their two deeps looks like. But we do have a lot of residual knowledge about Iowa and Wisconsin. I mean, we just know a lot about those programs. So, yeah, I don't want to act like we don't know. I mean, Braylon Allen's got to be stuck in your brain, though.
Well, he's still running in there.
Yeah.
I think I have freaked people out by my optimism this morning.
Yeah.
By the guarantee that Nebraska will beat Iowa or Wisconsin if – That's if they are bowl eligible before those.
Because
games.
You're talking about momentum in the program.
Because those are teams you have not beaten since 2014 for Iowa and 2012 for Wisconsin, respectively.
That's incredible, isn't it?
And Nebraska has missed five straight bowl games. That's why I said the guarantee is only on if Nebraska has 6+ wins before they play those.
Okay.
Teams.
On another front, we talked about Adrian, Marcus Washington.
Texas receiver.
The Texas receiver who started 7 games at Texas, had 18 catches last season. You know, catching balls from Casey Thompson. I don't know how to read this. Well, I kind of know how to read it. He hasn't joined Nebraska's program. I think he wants to. This might be a case. I don't know if this will, I don't know if this marriage will work or not. I don't know if it's going to happen. I think both parties have to want to do it. I'm not sure both parties want to do it. That's all I'm going to say about it right now. I don't know if it's going to happen or not.
Which party is?
Well, I just don't know if Nebraska. I think Nebraska. I don't know if Nebraska's gonna would. I don't know.
They're less interested than.
Well, I think that's the way I'm reading it. That's the way I'm reading it. Now that might. It might be sealed today. I don't, but I'm not right now. Based on what I was hearing last night, I would not expect that. So I don't know if there'll be an addition of Marcus Washington at the receiver position. That's it.
Good. Last thing before we get to break, and Robin Washington, Michael in Carolina agrees with me.
Okay.
He says on my guarantee.
Yes.
That if Nebraska is bowl eligible going into those games, they will win one of Iowa or Wisconsin. He says, I agree, less pressure on the back end.
Okay.
You've got your goal. I mean,
you wonder about the team's health at that point.
That's why the guarantees, that's.
But you also would wonder about Iowa's health and Wisconsin's health.
Yep.
Can they possibly go to Ann Arbor and win Nebraska? Can they go to Ann Arbor and. I think they could. I mean, they just pushed Michigan to the limit last season. Pushed them to the absolute limit, right? Had a chance to win the game. Great chance to win the game.
Well, Nebraska's 7-2 going into that game. They feel good about themselves.
Yeah.
Why can't we beat Michigan? Why? Sure. Let's do
it. Might be a day game. Love to see a noon kickoff in Ann Arbor.
Yes.
Ooh, I'd love to see a noon kickoff in Ann Arbor. Wouldn't you?
Yes.
Yeah. Maybe you head up there.
Although they did win at nighttime before. Right.
When
2:30.
When Tommy pitched that ball to Amir Abdulani, snuck it in the corner. I think that was a late afternoon start.
Okay. Yeah. But it ended in the dark, though.
Yeah, it ended in the dark.
Yeah. Robin Washington next on Early Break on the Ticket.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.